We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I am saying this show goes from like Huntsville all the way on back to Chattanooga. And I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, big old swatches and patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right. Is Jeff on the phone? Jeff Rowe from Indiana's on the phone. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing real well. Got my lunch and got fueled up, and I'm heading up the road.
All right. Now, pray tell, is your lunch going to be fried fish and pickled eggs from a truck stop?
No, I came just come out of the same place I met you that one day.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Got a limited roller grill there. That's pretty much it.
Well, good deal. Well, then I know exactly where you are. But all right, man, what's on your mind? What do you think about all this stuff?
You know, you're talking about getting rid of these government workers and everything. The first ones I would get rid of, according to what I'm seeing that's actually working for the government, we got to get rid of the personnel managers because they apparently don't know how to hire anybody.
Okay, you're broad brushing again, though, man. It's not all government employees, just some.
Well, I know, but the some that got in there had to get past the personnel directors, and they go, oh, well, let's see, what your history is there? Oh, you don't know how to do this, don't know how to do this, and you haven't got no work history. And then they started looking at the panel as they shouldn't look at, is if their sex or their color or their age.
Yeah.
And that needs to be blinded, I believe, you know, because we need to hire everybody based upon what skills they have and what they present to the government.
Let me tell you something that happens.
Hiring somebody to be hiring somebody.
In the latter years of my time in military service, they did away with what's known as the DA photo. That's the Department of the Army. Your official photo that shows, and for years it was always the photo showed you in your dress uniform. It was an official taken photo. You had to stand a certain way in front of a certain backdrop, an official photo made, and they could tell whether you were fat and out of shape or whatever else. But the fear was people were seeing your skin color and people were getting overlooked because they were passing by the photos of, you know, somebody who was black or whatever else. So they did away with the DA photo. But now that we turn around and DEI hires people based on demographics and retains them based on demographics, while in the military we were told you couldn't even have a photo.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, these people that are losing their jobs, this could be a godsend because how many times have you been fired in your life?
It's happened.
Did you step up to a better job or did it get worse?
Oh, every single time it wound up being the best thing. I mean, I say everything like it hadn't happened a lot. But I can tell you this, I look back on the time that was very painful when it happened and I realized later on I'm so glad it did. But I've also been the one who had to let people go. And there are times when you let them go for cause, but then there's also times when you recognize there's just nothing there for you and you got to make a decision.
Right, and that's how the world works. We can't put the government in a different bubble just because it's government. We got to, you know, it's like I say, Trump's a businessman, and the government has to operate as a business if we're going to survive.
Well, it does. That's why I've been using the word right sizing. That's all we're doing. We're right sizing government. We're not downsizing. We're not reduction enforcing. We're right sizing government. We're bringing it back to a place of efficiency, and we're getting rid of the excess. And yes, that is painful, and I'm sorry that it is, but it's also reality. It's what we have to deal with.
Yeah, it's like how many people work for Right Side Media, if you don't mind.
There's a few.
How many people do you employ?
We got a few. We got a handful.
How come you don't have 50?
I wish I could have 50. If I had 50, I'd be in tall cotton, brother. I just enjoy myself and not have to do a lot of the things that I do.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be profitable at 50, would you?
No. In fact, I wouldn't be able to sustain it. I mean, there's this reality there.
So that's the same thing the government has to accept. You know, we've got 50 when we need 5. So they need to cut the fat, and the 5 that's there need to be compensated for their work, and they need to step up and you know, be appreciated, basically.
Yeah. Look at USAID. 10,000 employees down to 672. And that's just where it is.
That's probably 600 more than what they need, I imagine.
All right, man. Be safe on the road. We appreciate you.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Yeah, he's got great points. Let me get a few text messages, and then I tell you what. Let me do this. I want to. You got that audio clip number two? This was a whole dipper I had set up for this. I'm not going to get a chance to get it all in, but there's a portion of it that I've got to get in. I don't know if y'all heard what happened in Maine. Phil, why do we care about Maine? Because it's a battlefield. Maine is a battlefield of culture right now. Maine is the state where the governor was in the meeting with Donald Trump, and he called her out in front of everybody else about the fact that she is refusing to let go of transgenders in sports. And she said, and he said, well, then, you know, you're just not going to get federal funds. She said, I'll see you in court. And he said, yes, you will, and it'll be an easy one. So that same Maine governor, we then discovered the next day, there was a video of her dancing on stage at a drag show in which kids were present. Oh, okay. So apparently she's got her own agendas. And now what we're also seeing is what just happened in Maine. Now, listen, I believe, and I think you said it earlier in the show, we're winning. We are winning on this. We are winning against transmania. We are. We are the right, the traditional values, the conservatives, the Christians are winning against this transgender ideology that has turned into transmania. It's like a cult. Well, what's amazing to me is what is happening in Maine. I've got an audio clip I'm going to play here for you. Maine State Representative Laurel Libby, she's a Republican. Laurel Libby put a post on her personal Facebook page taking issue with a Maine high school student who's a transgender who competed in a girls' track and field and won medals over girls and then thought it was a big doings, right? This had been a male athlete last year, now claiming to be a female athlete this year. It's really a guy competing in girls' sports. And so Representative Laurel Libby, on behalf of girls in her state, said this is wrong. And she posted a picture of the medal ceremony, which was a public image, by the way. And the left went crazy. The left in Maine decided, you know what? That's not good enough. We want her head. And so she was actually censured. I kid you not. She was censured by the state house. And then I wish you could watch the video with me, but you'll get to hear it. She was called up in front of the state house dais to stand in front of the Speaker of the House and be told that until she publicly apologizes, she will not be allowed to cast a vote or to speak on the floor of the House that she was elected to represent her people in. It's maddening. So what I've got is a local newscast. Yeah. How long is this thing?
It's about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes. So I may stop you at one point. All right. But I want to play this for you because this is happening in the United Free States of America, that a state representative elected by her constituents is being told she's not even allowed to speak or cast a vote on their behalf because she offended the sensibilities of a transgender community that is like a cult in Maine right now. Go ahead and play it.
Tonight, the Maine House formally censured a state representative after she drew national attention for a Facebook post that singled out a transgender high school athlete in Maine. Thanks for joining us. I'm Sam Olson. Representative Laurel Libby's post criticized Maine's policy of allowing transgender athletes to participate in girls' sports. News Center Maine's Donovan Lynch has the latest developments from the state house.
And when the woke left can't silence women, they cancel them.
A fierce debate in the Maine legislature as a lawmaker is disciplined for a viral social media post.
I think it will be very clear that the standard is to not post photos of minors as part of political fodder.
On Tuesday, the Maine
That is such crap. Posting pictures of minors as political fodder, that's your excuse. What you're really saying is we're protecting transgenders competing in girls' sports. Because this was a public image. It was a medal ceremony. The kid stood up there for the photographers to take their picture. Play it.
Representatives moving to censure Republican State Representative Laurel Libby for sharing images and the name of a transgender high school athlete in Maine. The lawmaker criticizing the teenager's victory in a girls' track and field event.
Boys participating in girls' sports is not fair.
Libby receiving strong support from her own party against the censure.
She's actually practicing freedom of speech and standing up for girls in Maine.
With one GOP lawmaker drawing scrutiny for his language.
People maybe should have thought about approaching the good representative before we do a lynching.
The member will defer.
During
debate,
stop
a second. This is the most sensitive group I've ever heard. These are elected officials. He said before they do a lynching, and then he was told he basically had to correct his language. And if you could see his face, he looked at the speaker, was like, shrugged his shoulders, like, whatever. All right, keep playing it.
Democrats offering a fierce rebuke of the lawmaker from Auburn.
No child designed these rules, and no child deserves to be targeted by any adults who are upset about them.
That stance drawing support from Republican Ken Fredette, though he ultimately urged his colleagues to reject the censure.
Photos, images, statements of somebody else's children to make a point. I think that's dead wrong.
Gender dysphoria on a pedestal. And these...
The clash between House Democrats and their Republican counterparts coming to a head as the censure passed, and Speaker Ryan Fecteau invited Libby to the front of the chamber.
All right, stop
to
a second. This is where the Speaker of the House called her up in front of all the other members of the House and had her stand in front of the Speaker's dais and tell her she had to apologize or she would not be allowed to vote or speak. Play it.
Apologize for the post. She declined.
I will not apologize for speaking up for Maine girls who are having their voices silenced.
Well, the debate will be had on the policy issue. The question before us is not related to that. The question before us is the post appropriate? This legislature has determined that it's not.
Now, because Representative Libby did not issue an apology, she won't be able to vote or speak on the floor until she changes course. In Augusta, Donovan Lynch, News Center Maine.
That's unbelievable to me. Stop it right there. That's unbelievable to me. The very idea. Y'all, this is the Marxist state of Maine. This is where freedom of expression goes to die, apparently. This is where the cult of transgenderism has taken such root that they will tell an elected official they are no longer allowed to speak on behalf of their constituents. And what they also declined to acknowledge was that there were girls who lost medals that day to a transgender who are not allowed to have someone speak for them, but the transgender kid is. And that is a sick set of circumstances. That is a maddening, sickening, disgusting set of circumstances. And the Speaker of the House of Maine ought to be ashamed. He absolutely ought to be ashamed. Got to go to a break. We'll take it to a break right now. Tell the caller if he can hang on during the break. We'll get him right when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.